A raid on Donald Trump's Florida home has sent shockwaves across the US, sparking threats of retaliation from him and his allies. The FBI searched the former US president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, an operation believed to concern classified documents that he took with him when he left office. Politicians and Americans right across the political spectrum have roiled with reaction to this raid. CNN's Leila Santiago has seen Trump supporters turn out in force outside his Palm Beach resort.
They have really been very vocal about how displeased they are about this. They were there last night with flags, even sort of a caravan of trucks. We heard multiple times Trump 2024 or Trump won. But we also heard from some protesters who would kind of shout out when they went by, lock him up. So you're really seeing the political divide here, but you are also seeing on full display what this does to his base.
Now, David Arenberg is the state attorney for Palm Beach, Florida, and he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Thanks for having me, Guyon.
I guess, you know, you'd need a judge would need to sign this warrant, wouldn't they? I mean, you'd need to have a fairly high bar that there was a potential crime committed. The FBI couldn't just sort of whiz in and break into the safe, right?
Correct. And that is the flaw in this argument that all of this was just political. This is not the FBI director's decision. And by the way, ironically, he was chosen by Donald Trump himself. It's not the attorney general's decision. It's the FBI director's final decision after many people gave him input. It's the attorney general's decision after many gave him input. And then it goes to a judge who must decide whether probable cause of a crime exists and that Mar-a-Lago contains evidence of that crime.
So what are they looking for here? We do know, don't we, from reporting over the last few years that Donald Trump's handling of classified information was pretty unorthodox. I seem to recall him taking a photograph of an Iranian satellite sort of system and putting it on Twitter, for example. So are they looking for documents that he shouldn't have had?
Just yesterday, Guyon, there was a photo that the world saw of sensitive documents being flushed down the toilets. And so this is no surprise that this is an issue that's coming back to haunt the former president. But I do not believe that the Justice Department, the FBI, and a federal judge would all approve an unprecedented search of a former president's home based on trinkets he possessed from Kim Jong-un or a love letter. It's got to be something more than that. It's got to be something that's more sensitive, perhaps a national security matter. And it's got to be willful behavior. It can't be just an accident or a negligence. It's got to be something that he willfully has kept from the government, perhaps wanted to destroy or perhaps wanted to do something nefarious with it. Now, I'm speculating here, but I just can't believe that they would go to this length based on an accident or negligence or relating to something that is relatively unimportant.
Let's turn to the politics of it now. And before we do that, you're state attorney for Palm Beach. You're a Democrat, right? Are you elected? I'm just trying to work out how your system works in that respect.
Yeah, so I'm the chief prosecutor for Palm Beach County, but we are elected in a political party. And I'm elected as a Democrat, but while I'm state attorney, in as a prosecutor, we give equal justice under the law. We don't change our decisions or cases based on someone's political party.
No, but your country's got an issue with this at the moment, don't they? I mean, this won't be seen, I'm not referring to your position, obviously, but this is going to be seen by Trump supporters as an attack by the deep state on him, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, anything that you do that's not favorable to the former president will be seen as an attack by the deep state, but you have to keep your head down. And you've got to follow the evidence and the law. And you can't care what people think about you. In this case, you have a process in place. You have laws and rules to be followed, and everything was followed. A federal judge who is not a political appointment, he's the one who signed off on this. And the only way you can get this signed off on is you've got to show probable cause that a crime was committed and Mar-a-Lago had evidence of that crime. And plus, because it involves a former president and this is uncharted territory, there's a higher burden on the government. They're not going to give out a search warrant for the former president's home based on conjecture or even the standard proof. You've got to go higher than that. And you know that every I was dotted and every T was crossed. And the judge in this case knew that no other search warrant request would be as scrutinized as this one.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you, David. David Ehrenberg there. He's the state attorney for Palm Beach, Florida, as he was explaining there. That is an elected position, and he stands with the Democrats, so you got to know all that.